The SEC Network is coming to AT&T UVerse August 14th.
To call the SEC Network a game changer could be an understatement. It hasn't even debuted, and it's already causing shockwaves throughout the sports media world. Some estimates project the network to be the fourth most profitable sports network on broadcast. If true, that's high praise for a channel right out the gate. Justin Conley is Senior VP of ESPN and head of the SEC Network. He says the possibilities are endless.
There's great potential and great opportunity for this network, and you know, the ability for it to grow the SEC in every area, both from an editorial perspective and financially as well. But we'll just have to see in terms of how it evolves and builds from where we are today.
DirecTV was one of the cable companies holding out on deals to provide the new service. That changed when DirecTV inked an agreement that could put the SEC network into 87 million additional homes.
We really leave it in the hands of the consumer to make that decision for themselves. And at the same time, we're going to continue to communicate and try to be as open and transparent as we get closer to launch in terms of how we feel on a distributor-by-distributor basis.
On-field success of SEC teams reportedly hasn't led to the big money. The SEC has lagged behind the Pac-12, Big Ten, and ACC in terms of overall confidence revenue. The new network seems to be a step in that direction to catch up with those three. Andrew Billings is director of the Sports Communication Program at the University of Alabama. He says that while the money may come in, there may be some injured parties in the process.
So you get a sense that the pie is getting bigger, and perhaps that means other properties are going to have more value. But if you're looking at the core value of college football and the rights to pass games, I don't think you have nearly the value in the local entities that you used to.
Mic check. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test.
One example of those local entities could be WVUA-TV in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
30 seconds.
The station previously broadcast Alabama games, including baseball and softball, as well as football reruns on Sundays.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. For someone that claims he doesn't pay any attention to Nick Saban in Alabama, Bob Stoops sure can't.
When the SEC network controls those rights, those broadcasts may go away. Steve DiIorio is Associate Director of News and Sports at WVUA-TV.
It's a big change for us. We've had to rethink on how we do programming as far as sports now because we relied on those shows, those events, and then in turn, you know, would help make revenue. So it's going to be difficult, you know, losing that revenue coming in.
Yesterday when talking about Saban in Alabama, Stoops said, quote, "We've played for quite a few national championships, and when we don't play for one..."
That's not to say that WVUA-TV will completely scrap sports programming. Billings says games considered at the bottom of the barrel aren't likely to mean big bucks for WVUA.
ESPN has gone all in on the SEC network, and the result has been that whether it's WVUA or Learfield, they are left looking for secondary scraps. But that primary angle that they wanted, college football, which drives this entire engine, is simply not going to be there very much anymore.
Even if the position is not enviable, Steve DiIorio says WVUA-TV recognizes that the next step is to keep going.
I just, it's something that we have to deal with. Do we like it? No. But you know what? We've got to move on and try to find some other ways to continue to have some sports on our air and just ways that we can make some money, hopefully.
Ultimately, supporters say the SEC network is first and foremost about the student athletes. DiIorio says the people who stand to benefit the most from it are those student athletes.
It's also going to give notoriety to a lot of the other sports that don't get, you know, a lot of TV coverage and exposure. I think it's good from that aspect.
Conley assures that ESPN will keep that in mind as well. For APR News, I'm Seth Juniak.